Welcome to Arts Underground, folks. I'm Katie Gannaway, and today our special guest is Creative Director of the Curated Gallery, Kevin Richardson, returning for a second interview. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kate. Thanks
How
for
are
having,
you?
Us, having me again.
Yeah,
doing good. Doing yeah. good. How are you doing?
You know.
Hanging in there?
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, as we said, Curated Gallery is back. That is in the basement of the Times Building again.
It is.
Okay, so remind our listeners briefly how the Curated started and about this year's exhibition, Savor. How did you come up with that title as well?
Yes. Okay, so Curated Gallery.
Two-parted question.
Yes, two-parted yeah. there. So it started with Ashe Salah. He's an artist
wonderful,
in town.
Wonderful artist.
Yes, amazing. Mm-hmm. He's done some amazing murals. He's actually getting his MFA in Chicago now, mm-hmm. finishing that up. So a lot of great things
Congrats.
Going on.
Congrats to
yes,
Ashe.
Yes. He's been doing that and curating
oh
the
gosh.
Galleries
okay.
and just like 2 hours of sleep. Superman.
You as well.
Yeah,
two Supermen.
And we have a great team too.
Yeah.
But we met a few years ago mm-hmm. Through a few other events, you know, just like crossing paths creatively. And we sat down, had a conversation, and it just was two great creative minds coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a need for more arts and immersive experiences within Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
So we put together Curated Gallery. I believe our soft launch was around 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our seventh exhibition.
Nice.
Here at Savor.
Nice.
Going into that question, we partner with 57 North Haven, mm-hmm. collaborator. And they're more on mental health.
Advocates,
awareness.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we figured, let's create an event that... I think art always is about mental health, right? Everyone
yeah.
sees it a different way. But this one's really magnifying a few different modes of savoring. So that's Thanksgiving, basking, luxuriating, and marveling.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 4 immersive rooms. I won't say too much to give it away. but really immersive experiences. Mm-hmm. We want people to go in there, maybe just not even think.
Yeah.
Just a safe space for you to go relax, enjoy art. It's not meant to be intimidating. It's meant to be for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an amazing gallery. We have an artist that we now officially represent from Cameroon, Africa. His name is Ebed.
Okay.
And then artists from New York this time, Atlanta, North
yeah.
Carolina. The artists just came in today. They're staying the whole week.
And you also have some local artists. One of them is my friend Tia Valia Befakadu.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
Yes.
Shout out to you. Yes, she's amazing.
But you also have a lot of different representation in terms of mediums of art. So
yes.
you have textiles, photography, film, and you also have representation of neurodiverse artists.
Yes.
That's amazing. Can you talk to that for
yes.
a second?
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up too.
Sure.
So just making sure we fully represent different, not demographics, but parts of the community that may be underserved and not appreciated as much.
Yeah.
So we have several of those, and that's something we want to grow more throughout our exhibitions,
mm-hmm.
But we have several neurodivergent artists. They have some amazing works. So you'll see that on display. That'll be highlighted. And then you mentioned textiles.
Yeah,
we have some, I was thinking ancient, but just like heirloom quilts that
okay.
have been in a gentleman's family. Ashe secured that connection. So you'll be able to see that on display. There's plenty of historic things,
so
like
cool.
a Frederick Douglass little statue. It's a lot of great
mm-hmm.
works.
Now, you mentioned 57 Northampton. Can you
yes.
talk a little bit more about that partnership and how it came about?
Jana is the director. Jana Peterson, I think co-director of 57 Northampton. We went with her a few months ago, and she had an idea of, she's heard about Curated Gallery
mm-hmm.
and seen our exhibitions. And since they are an advocate for mental health, we sat down and had a collaborative meeting. She had a rough vision mm-hmm. of what she wanted. She's like, I know you guys are the experts. You can build everything I've been talking about and dreaming about. You guys can build that out. So here's some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it from there. But we leaned on her expertise and how she wants these different rooms to feel. And then, of course, added our creative spin. You know, Ashe has the art mind,
mm-hmm.
and how things should be balanced and weighted in the room.
And you have the music mind.
Yes, that's incorporated.
I wanted to say, where are your touches in this, Kevin?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So part of the set design, of course, some of the gallery design,
mm-hmm.
but also the immersiveness is in the sound. So we have a waterfall room, projections on the wall. There's
Use
some
the
ivy.
Restroom first, though.
Yes. Batman, I have to go. But that there's even a moment to lay down.
Right.
And they're in that room. Oh. So very unique for a gallery. You don't have exhibitions where you can just let go and lay down like that. So there's a grass area inside there. Mm-hmm. But that immersive includes sound. One of the luxuriant rooms has sounds from Huntsville that I went around and field recorded. Bird sounds and just like a little bit traffic and some jungle sounds. And of course, the playlist.
Which we are going to hear a little bit later after our talk.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But we've been curating this playlist since the last show. It's over 3 hours. We're going to share that with the public too, a QR code. I think it's a great playlist.
Can you talk a little bit more about the theme of mental health in these pieces that are featured in the exhibition this year?
I guess going more into some of the pieces represent resilience, just being in a safe place. So like marveling one of the rooms, really taking the time to experience that room and not think too much. And so the artwork reflects that. And that room sort of actually closes off to indulge in just quietness. So there's the playlist. But when you mention sound and audio, in that room it's very quiet and it's meant for just marvel and something. Like you go to the top of a mountaintop or a clifftop, it's usually very quiet. Unless you have the friend with you that's always like, oh yeah, those of you. But there's a certain peace and you can like find yourself and lose yourself at the same time in those moments.
And then with the different pieces from the different artists that you've brought in, how do you see those themes coming about, like in their work?
Yes. So when we're curating the artists and we're doing our jurying process.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the process too. Yeah.
Yes, we put out an artist call, usually about a month or so before. We had an amazing response.
Ooh.
We did an artist call, and then when we had over 40 responses, like, okay, let's turn it off.
Yes.
We don't want it to be too overwhelming
yeah.
with the pieces of art. So it's a good balance.
What are your criteria in that?
Really, the arts can be from anywhere.
Okay.
One of them, really the main criteria is that it has some reflection of mental health and Black History Month. And then we take artists, of course, the artists we're representing now is from Cameroon, Africa. So when we jury the process, we try to go off a vision that we planned out prior. Which room would this fit in? So like the forest room I mentioned, we have a piece that has fists coming out of the ground, and it's like a rolling hills.
Ooh, that's cool.
So we thought the tones of the green match the tones of that room well. It shows resilience, power, it's like encouragement. All those things have to do with mental health. One good thing is when curating the art for something where the mental health is the focus, it really covers all types of art because there's so many different things that go into mental health.
It's like a cathartic sort of thing, like a therapeutic sort of thing.
Yes, yes, 100%. So we went with that mindset, therapeutic, the different modes of savoring, and what art lines up with those modalities.
Mm-hmm. Something new about this year as well is you have a lineup of different events tied to this that are inside and outside the Times Building.
Yes.
Okay, can you talk about those events and also the Tuesdays and Wednesdays in February? Those are regular things for the month of February. Go ahead. Yes. I'm going to give you the mic.
See, I lit up once you said
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, we both got really excited. Okay.
So, there's a lot. I'm trying to remember. Anything I forget, there will be a lineup on all social media, like upcoming events.
I saw it on Instagram. So if you have Instagram, it's easy to see.
Yes.
It's the curated gallery. It's a pin post.
It is.
On the curated gallery.
Yeah, so it'll
gallery.
Be up there all the time on the main feed. But starting off, we have a light fashion show. Just to dive into that community a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's artistry in itself. So every Saturday we have a highlighted event. Every Tuesday we have a film screening. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday we have a workshop. On Thursdays we have a mental health focus. So people in the community, there are therapists or anything to do with mental health, practitioners of mental health, they will be there on Thursdays.
That's wonderful.
Speaking, coaching.
You have a literary event.
Yes.
That sounded really cool.
Yes.
Who's going to be featured? Who's going to be featured in that?
I know we have CeCe the Poet.
Yay!
We have the Queen Kehlani there as well. And she was at our last. She did an amazing job.
Nice.
So on the first is the fashion show. The next Saturday will be the literary event. That's February 8th. On the 15th, that third Saturday, we have a sip and paint.
Okay.
So a little bit more calm, you know,
People can make art while being surrounded by art.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we collaborate with Wine Design there in Madison.
Okay.
So that's going to be a great collaboration. And the last day, we have a sound party.
Oh.
So, of course, we had to have that.
Uh-huh.
So that is actually sponsored. The first half of that event is sponsored by Maitland Conservatory. Mario.
Love Maitland Conservatory.
Yes, he's awesome. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Maitland Conservatory.
Yes.
And two more shout outs. Pure Joy Plants.
Okay.
They helped with a lot of the immersive. All the plants you see at the exhibition will be sponsored by Pure Joy Plants in one of our immersive rooms. And all the photography, marketing is through Mathis and Beam.
Okay.
So the gentleman, Kobe Mathis, he was a artist in our last exhibition.
Nice.
But they're one of our title sponsors this year. If I forgot any of the events, nobody call me out for it. It's a lot to remember, but it's on Instagram. It's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I want you to go back to talking about the music, the ambiance that's going to be at Savor. Like, how did you curate that playlist?
Yes.
Yeah. Compared to maybe last year's playlist.
The last year's playlist, they both go off a feeling, but I want to make sure, okay, with mental health, still curating like a balance of, I don't want everything slow. I don't want everything too fast. But I didn't want anything too abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for songs that feel different and unique. Something very unique to them, but still staying within a jazz, little bit hint of Latin, Cuban influences, like Afro-Cubism type of influence. So you hear a lot of congos in some of the music. You hear a lot of bass guitar. But it's very subtle, cool vibes. I threw a little hip-hop in there. When you walk through the gallery, you almost forget the music is on. Like you hear it, but it's not too present where...
You're walking in a painting, looking at paintings, and I don't know.
Yes.
Something happened
like
in my
ambient
head.
Ambient noise, kind of.
Yeah.
And I tried to mix a moment of some of them have poetic inserts, some of the music's.
Yeah.
Some of them have lyrics.
Oh,
some
wow.
So there's different moments throughout that we found that are unique. And
one more thing I wanted you to talk a little bit about is the film nights that you're going to have. By the time this airs, you'll already have had your first with Cody G for 7-2, which is...
Shout out Cody G.
I can't wait for the second episode. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the first one. I'm excited. But the following film nights, like who all are you collaborating with for that?
So we have one I'm excited about, and it's available publicly.
Right.
I think it's a great film. One is called Afronauts.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be one of the screenings.
Okay.
And we're actually, so the first night, like you said, is Cody G, 7-2 Experience. And that second Tuesday, we're still finalizing a few films.
Okay.
But I believe we're going to do the Afronauts. I can't remember the director's name, but I went through some contacts talking with them.
But you said that is publicly available if people want to see that.
Okay. And then on the third and fourth, we're screening some now.
Because
we got a good selection of films.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying, one was like too long. It was like 4 hours or something.
Right.
So we're trying to find a balance between how long the film is and the context and still focus on joy, resilience, peaceful. That's how we're curating the films. Educational as well.
So the last question I have, I think, is overall, what do you want people to get out of this experience? And like, how do you want people to communicate this to their friends and family to maybe get them to come too?
It's a great question, which I've thought about this every moment that we're in the space.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we paint a wall or put a screw in, just peace, like safe space, not to overthink. I think a lot of times, at least growing up, when I would hear gallery or when I would hear exhibition,
you would think like,
yeah, a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not going to be that fun.
Yeah, but this is amazing. Every single year I've gone.
Yes, but our team, the people that are there, that are involved,
better and better.
Our sponsors, the people involved have a great light to them, great energy.
Yeah.
So the takeaway, I want people to just think, wow, this was a fresh, re-energizing experience. I need this for the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel good.
Yeah. And now, can you talk about how people can get to the Times Building, like where they can find you? Also, how they can find you online.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So 228 Holmes Avenue. Mm-hmm. 228 Holmes Avenue. 228
Holmes Avenue.
Three times.
Yeah.
So it's the historic Huntsville Times building. Mm-hmm. Right across from Bank Independent. There's that new parking garage there.
Downtown Huntsville, yep.
Yes. So mm-hmm. plenty ample parking is there. Plenty of great restaurants around. Mm-hmm. We are partnering with SIP for the evenings of each Saturday event.
Ooh.
And we're doing like our VIP night through SIP.
Okay.
So you go there, you get a drink, you can come down to the gallery mm-hmm. and have that full experience if that's what you like. And we are available online everywhere, all the social medias, at The Curated Gallery. Website, you can find tickets to all the events I mentioned. Once you buy general admission, all these special events are included in that.
That's amazing.
So like Saturdays, we talked about the poetry night. Mm-hmm. It's just a normal general admission ticket.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go today?
No, I want to thank you for having us on, highlighting
you,
The Curated yeah. Gallery. And
I'm always happy to have you on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And just excited. There's a lot of things coming up in the future. We're growing. We want to, of course, grow with Huntsville, mm-hmm. the impact that we make, and take it from there.
Well, congratulations. And I can't wait to go see this. This is going to be amazing.
Thank you.